Today I'm going to show you how to fast track your business as a coach. You're going to love this one. Stay tuned. I want to welcome you to another edition of Coach's Corner. This is episode number 75, fast tracking your success as a coach. Before I get started, I want to give you a free gift. Go to robertimbrielli.com/top 10. And there you can download a free copy of an ebook I've got called The Top 10 Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I gotta tell you, all of us make mistakes in marketing, and it's really, really one of the places that you could spend a lot of time and you could fix your marketing and make a lot of money fast. All right, let's get on with the show, everyone. Robert Imbrielli here. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you stopping by and watching today's little episode. If you're a coach like me, you're probably wondering, you know, what can you do to really build your practice, really get a lot of customers? Because that's the number one thing. We need more coaching clients. What in the world can we possibly do to get more coaching clients? Well, that's the topic I'm going to talk about today. I want to give you some things that I've done over the past. And like I said, I've been coaching now since 1995. And I've done a lot of different things and ways to attract customers over the years. And some of them work better than others. And I got to tell you something, right now is the easiest time ever to find new coaching clients. One, we've got a really great economy. Two, we've got people in need. We have the highest level of people who are feeling depressed than ever before. We have people who are eager to start a business because they're in their 9-to-5 job and realizing, hey, this isn't for me. Career change, big thing, right? We have a lot of relationships that are in trouble. So no matter what kind of coaching you do, there's a lot of opportunity out there. A lot of people are, you know, in trouble and suffering in some way that you have the skills to help them. But the question always is the same. It's like, okay, so what do I do? I'm out here. I am a great coach. I've got all these skills, and I'm not quite sure how to reach the people that, you know, I could be helping. And a lot of coaches sit around and, you know, they've got all this skill, but idle skill helps nobody, right? You want to be in an active position. You want to be doing the things you need to do actively to be able to help more and more people. So what I'm going to talk about today is a few things that have worked for me over the years. And I've, like I said, I've coached a lot of coaches over the years as well, and helped them to attract a lot of new clients as well. So number one, I'll give you some examples of things that we've done. I was working with a chiropractor, and a chiropractor, a coach, very, very similar business model. You might think, well, they're very different. They're not. The business model is almost exactly the same. You could lay them right on top of the other, one on top of the other, and you probably wouldn't notice much of a difference. So I had a chiropractor, and within 24 hours, he attracted over 3,200 new patients. Now, that's way more than any chiropractor is going to be able to handle. The average chiropractor has fewer than 500 patients on any given day that they handle, and they're not seeing those patients every week. 3,200, completely overwhelmed, crazy, right? I've helped coaches get 100, 200 clients in an hour. I've helped coaches get 30 clients in an hour. I've helped coaches get 10 clients in 24 hours. And what I'm telling you now sounds hypey, right? Because it's like, wait a minute. You know, I've been trying, I'm working on this for a long time. I can't even get one client. And it's because you're not doing the process right. So out of context, this sounds crazy. What do you mean you can get, you know, 3,200 new patients in 24 hours? How in the world do you do that? Or how could you get 30 new coaching clients in just 1 hour? How in the world could you possibly do that? Well, that's the thing. You've got to, you know, sort of, I'm going to put it in context for you so it makes sense, but you've got to put it out of your mind that finding coaching clients is difficult. It really isn't. It's not a difficult thing to do. It's one of those things that if you play the game the right way and take the correct steps, you'll end up attracting a lot of new clients to you. So the number one thing you need to do, and I use this word a lot because it is the word that actors and actresses use, right? When they want to get the part in the movie, they want to get hired for the part in the movie, what do they need to do? Right? They all bitch and moan and complain about it, but they have to audition. Well, guess what? You and I as a coach, we've got to audition. We've got to audition our skills. No one's going to hire us just because, well, you know, we have a nice picture on our website, or we've got the right copy on our website. Copy doesn't sell coaching. Auditioning is what sells coaching. So what is auditioning, and why is it so important, and why is it something that I encourage all my coaching clients to do not just once, but as frequently as possible. Well, auditioning is challenging a little bit for coaches who don't really understand the concept, because what they say is, well, if I'm coaching somebody one-on-one, that is a confidential conversation, right? What happens in that coaching session, you cannot share, unless you change the names and dates and times and change some of the details so that person can't be identified any way, shape, or form. Even then, it weakens it. It's not the best thing. So here you are, you've got this person on the phone, you're via Skype, or you've got them in person, and you're doing this amazing, outstanding work. And if anybody saw what you were doing, there'd be a line around the block, wouldn't there? Because they're like, oh my gosh, I had that problem too. And look, this person was able to get help, and I want that coach. I definitely want to work with that coach. And that is the truth. For a lot of us, it's like that. So I can tell you things that I've done in coaching sessions that'll blow your mind of people I've helped over the years. But I can't share that publicly. So how in the world do you audition? How do you become a coach that is out there auditioning your skill set? Right? Because that's really what we're asking you to do here. Well, it's not hard today. As I mentioned to you before, back in 1995, yeah, a long time ago, you know, the era of the big, you know, 80s was the big hair, right? I don't forget what the era of 90s was, but middle of the 90s, I got involved. I went to my very first Tony Robbins seminar, and 2 weeks later, I'd already found myself coaching. Inadvertently. It wasn't something I had planned. I didn't even think about coaching. I didn't even know what coaching was. But I found myself in that situation and fell in love with this process called coaching. And I've been building my skill set ever since. I was the head coach and coaches trainer for Anthony Robbins and Associates in Chicago for 2 years. I coached over 2,000 people face to face. And I did the process I'm going to talk to you about here a lot. Every Saturday, in fact, we were doing this process of enrolling a lot of people into our coaching programs. So let me talk to you about that right now, because if you look at the internet, right, you say, well, the internet's really cool. There's a lot of cool things there. It's really exciting. It's really a place where everyone seems to be gathering, especially Instagram, Facebook, right, Periscope, Twitter, that kind of thing. There seems to be a lot of audience potential there. And my question really is, are you taking advantage of it? Are you using the tools at your disposal? I mean, it's kind of interesting. Look at this. I have this little piece of glass here, right? This little device, this little piece of glass connects me with the world, right? We look at it as an inbound connection. So people can come to me and they can send me email and they can send me a message. We look at an inbound connection, but the truth of the matter is it's both ways, right? Because it's got cameras and microphones and stuff. So if you wanted to go live on Facebook, it's literally two buttons and, you know, you are live on Facebook. And that gives you the opportunity then to audition. Now, back in 1995, 96, 97, 98, 99, when I was doing this a lot, we had to put on live seminars. In other words, we had to book a hotel room. We had to send out direct mail, invitations, sales letters, if you will. We had to get people on the phone. We had to close them to come to the seminar. Even though the seminar was free, we still had to do a lot of that work. And when we got them in the seminar room, we had to get on stage, right? And basically, when you're on stage, you're auditioning your skill set. It's all that's happening. We're in there, we're auditioning our skill set. We're saying, hey, this is what we're capable of doing. Here's the things that we have done. Here are the things that we can do. And by the way, if you're struggling with issue A, issue B, issue C, we have a coaching program we think you're really going to love. And at the end of the day, I'll tell you the numbers. The numbers are kind of interesting, because at the end of each one of these seminars, what we did is we offered everybody a free coaching session. So we got typically 98 to 100% of the people that were in that full-day seminar to sign up for a free coaching session. What's the free coaching session? It's the discovery session that we all are accustomed to, right? And then we get with them, we sit down with them, we discuss what's going on in their life, we discuss what they're trying to accomplish, we help them identify what the challenges are, and then we present our coaching training programs as the solution. A lot of work back then, right? It was kind of different than it is today, but it worked. And I was closing a phenomenal amount of people. I was closing 8 out of every 10 people I sat with, because we had answers through the Tony Robbins organization and Tony's videos and seminars. We had, and the coaches that were there, we had a lot of answers and we were helping a lot of people. So how you audition is you get up on stage. Now, it doesn't have to be a physical stage anymore. It could very well be the stage that is, you know, part of your phone, your smartphone. You have all this. I don't know anybody who's still using a flip phone, although they might exist. I don't know anybody who's doing it. And you start auditioning. Now, A lot of people don't like this because they're a little bit afraid, and I understand that. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to say. I'm going to turn the camera on. I'm going to draw a blank, blah, 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 blah. I'm on camera right now. I don't have a script in front of me. This is the only PowerPoint slide I've got is on the monitor back here. I don't have anything set up. But this conversation is one I've had so many times. I'm really good at it because I've spoken it so many times. So what I encourage you to do is when you go on Facebook Live, I want you to talk about things you are passionate about, things you know something about, things that you can speak from the heart about, right? And what happens is you'll start to attract an audience. Might be one person at first, might be five people. I don't want you to get discouraged by that because we all kind of start there, right? We all start and the audience is really small. When I first started doing this podcast, it was an audience of one. It was me. I was the only one who watched the podcast, but it didn't dissuade me. I did three, I did five, I did six, and then I got one person, and I got two people, and I got five, and it started to grow, right? So now I've got a larger audience, a larger number of people watching this, but it took time. And a lot of people get discouraged and they'll say, well, you know, Rob, I did that thing. I did a Facebook Live 6 months ago and yeah, two people watched. And I said, okay, great. That's two people. You know, if you were in a room and there were two people in front of you, that would be fulfilling. That would be fantastic, right? I used to do a lot of speaking for Learning Annex here in San Diego and up in Los Angeles. And there were nights that they literally had three people in the audience. And I was to deliver a three-hour seminar. Now, I could have easily called and said, you know what, there's not enough people here, and they would have canceled it. It would have been fine. They would, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, it didn't sell well this time. You know, we'll do next month and put those people in the next month. That'll be fine. Nobody would have cared. Everyone was local. It wasn't a long drive. So if they cancel last minute, no big deal. I never did. I never called them and canceled it because three people are three people, three lives that I have the opportunity of changing. And I got to tell you something. A lot of those people, those three that were sitting there, got the best presentation out of me than when there were 60 or 100, 150 people in the room because they got a lot of personal attention. They got the opportunity. It was more like a dialogue than it was a presentation, and they got a lot of value out of it. So when you start with this, you say, okay, I want to do this Facebook Live stuff. I really want to get involved in it. That's really what I want to do. I want to be using the tools that are afforded to me, and they're there, and they're free, and they're available to you. And I'm not just talking Facebook Live. I'm using it sort of generically. It could be YouTube Live. It could be IGTV, Instagram, Periscope, Twitter, whatever live platform. And now LinkedIn is coming up with LinkedIn Live as well. So whatever the platform is that you play in, that you're most comfortable in, that's the platform to use. For me right now, it's Facebook. Hasn't always been Facebook. There are other things that I've used along the way, but use whatever you're comfortable with. And you know, are you going to be great the first time out? If you've never done this before, probably not. You know, I wasn't great the first time I did it, but I kept doing it. And what I found is first time, not so good. Second time, a little better. Third time, a little better. Fifth time, comfortable. Sixth time, even better. And it just got better and better and better from there. So what I encourage you to do is get started. Because hiding, and I know coaches who do this, hiding is not how you attract clients. You've got to be out there. They've got to know you're there, right? They've got to know something about you. They've got to know what you're capable of helping them with. They've got to know the challenges that you've solved for other people. And how you do that is you get on camera and you start talking about it. Now, could you blog? Could you just write about it? Yeah, you could. But we're a video-centric world. Who's reading anymore? How often do you come across a web page with these long-form sales letters that were the thing when the internet first came out? We took that from the direct mail industry and we brought that into the internet. Pages and, you know, 26-page sales letter. You're just scrolling forever reading this thing, right? How often do you see that anymore? I haven't come across one in a very long time. And the reason is because we're a video-centric society now. We're really looking for video. We're looking to learn from somebody. Video tells a lot about a person. So when I meet somebody on Facebook or they tell me they're a speaker, they're a coach, they're a trainer, whatever, first thing I do, I go to their website, and what do you think I'm looking for? Looking for their blog posts? And not interested. I'm looking for their videos. Because the video will tell me a lot more about them than the blog post will. And you will find that there are going to be some people who won't like you. There are a lot of people who don't like me. There are a lot of people who love me, right? I only focus on the people who love me because those are the ones that I'm going to be able to impact. If you don't like me, you don't like the way I present, you don't like my content, you don't like my cadence, my pace, you don't look the way I look, I don't dress the right way, you know, whatever it is, you're not my client. There's nothing I'm not going to change who I am to fit into you, and you're not going to do that either. You're just going to be who you are. And whatever you show up as, that's who you show up as. And you are going to attract people because there's an audience for everybody. There is an audience out there for every one of us. Now, the question is, are you going to do what it takes to step up and be in that situation where you're putting yourself out there a little bit and you're starting to get some traction? And people go, well, you know, okay, that sounds really good. I don't know if I'm ready for it. And then here's what you do. I have my system set up so that I have a group, and there's nobody in the group. It's just my own group. I created a group on Facebook. Nobody is in the group. There's no members. Anything that's in the group can't be shared. Nobody can see it unless they join the group. I don't let anybody join the group. And the reason that I do that is simply for testing. So I test my video stream before I go live. I go and sometimes, you know, if you want to practice a little bit, that's a great thing to do, and is why I encourage you to do. Create a fake Facebook group, not a real Facebook group, but don't have any members in it. And then you can go live on your phone and you could try a presentation, you know, and see how it works. And if you like it, you can grab the URL or you can copy that out or whatever, and you could use it or just restream. I would say do it again, because every time you do it, you get a little bit better. So make a group on Facebook where you have no members in there, and then it becomes very easy for you to feel comfortable. And the more you do this, since you don't know if there is one person, no person, or a million persons watching, this is the same energy all the time. And you stop thinking about the audience. You stop being focused on them. You focus on your content. You focus on showing up. You focus on delivering, and in fact, over-delivering. And what you'll find is people will come to you and they'll say, this is really good stuff. I really liked what you had to say. I want to know more. I want to know what it's like to hire you and work with you. And I do that all the time, right? People see the seminar, or I'm a guest on a podcast, or, you know, maybe I'll write an article will get published somewhere, or I'll publish a video and someone will share the video, and all of a sudden it goes to people I don't even know who it's going to, right? And they come back to me and they start asking me, okay, this was really good content. Here's the problem I have. Do you think you have an answer for it? And if the answer is yes, and if we're a match, here's my coaching program. Here's what it costs to work with me. Really is simple, right? So you say, well, I'm really struggling with getting coaching clients. And my question is always going to be, first and foremost, what are you doing to audition? Are you auditioning at all? Most coaches don't. Most coaches are afraid of it. And then you look on Facebook and you watch the other coaches that are doing the audition. They'll take their phone, they'll hold it up, and they'll walk down the street and they'll talk to the phone, right? That's fantastic. Not the greatest video, maybe not the greatest audio, but they're doing it. And that's what you applaud. You applaud the fact that they're doing it. Then you go, gee, I wonder if I could do that. Of course you could. Should I do it once? Should I do it twice? Should I get in the habit of doing it once a week? Absolutely. Should I do it twice a week? Even better. How about if I did a little bit every day? 3 minutes every day. Wow, wouldn't that work out great, wouldn't it? Because when you think about Facebook, this is an interesting concept. A lot of people, you know, they social media, they're not really quite sure how it works, yada, yada. You have your timeline, your personal timeline, all right, on your profile page. You have your profile page. You post things on there, and you have the idea that people are seeing them. What happens is Facebook has an algorithm that runs and decides whether or not to show it and who to show it to. And that often is dictated by how many people will respond to it. So if you get a lot of likes right away, Facebook will show it to more people. If you don't get a lot of likes right away, it dies, goes nowhere. So you could literally do a video a day and be fairly certain that not everyone who follows you or is your friend on Facebook is actually going to see every one of them. Strange, huh? That's the way it is. And the reason is because there's so much content on Facebook. I mean, there's a traffic jam of content, right? You can scroll forever on Facebook because there's always new stuff being added. You can't possibly consume it all. So you're never going to see it all. So sometimes I tell people, if you've got a business page, you can post the same post in the morning and post it again in the afternoon. No one's coming to the actual business page. They're just seeing it when it shows up in their timeline, and not every post will show up in their timeline. Simple. So you can do more of these videos and say, wow, I did the video last week. I don't know. I don't want to overwhelm my people. Don't worry about overwhelming your people. Don't worry about that. The more you audition, the more clients you'll attract. The more clients you attract, the better your coaching practice will be. The faster it'll build. It's as simple as that. If you're live and in a live seminar and you've got 1,000 people in front of you, can you close 50 of them? Can you get 100 new coaching clients in an hour presentation? Of course you can. But that may not be for everyone. That may not be where you are. So use the tools that are at your disposal. You got a lot of cool stuff out there. Like I said, I mean, we take for granted what we carry in our pockets every day. We really take for granted what this tool is. This tool is your window to the world, literally. And, you know, if you go back to the 80s and somebody would say, hey, you're going to have something in your pocket that you're going to be able to go live and, you know, thousands of people can watch you. Oh, come on. You're talking, you know, science fiction. That's not real. How could it be? And just, you know, 30 years plus later, it's a reality. It's a reality for everyone. Everyone's got a smartphone today. I don't know anybody with a flip phone anymore. Everyone's got a camera of some sort. Everyone's got a data connection. Everyone's got Wi-Fi or access to Wi-Fi. If you don't have your own Wi-Fi connection, you don't want to burn it out, go to Starbucks, right? Wi-Fi is free. You go online, you do your live webcast from there. Anyway, I want to let you know, we've got, if you want to find out about coaching with me, just go to robertimbrialli.com and I'll put that up for you so you can see. Just go to my website, robertimbrialli.com, hit the coaching button, and you will find out more information about working with me and how I can help you to build your coaching practice, because that's what it's all about, right? You want more clients, and I will show you how to do it. In fact, I will bring you into my studio here and put you on camera and train you how to be comfortable on camera, not be afraid of it, and have a little bit of fun and work with your voice so that you're interesting and not boring on camera. Worst thing you could possibly do. Hi, I'm Rob and I'm your coach, and today we're going to talk about no. That's what happened in high school. That's why we all hated school. We want you to be animated. We want you to have a little bit of fun. They'll teach you how to do that, and you know, they'll bring the best of you out so that people will be attracted to your message and not repelled by it. So if you'd like to do that, I'd love to have a chat with you. The first chat is free. We have a little conversation and see if we're a fit, if it's something that I can help you with. So just go robertimbrialli.com. And I want to thank you for being here today. I think it was a lot of fun for me, and I hope you got a lot of value out of it as well. And we'll do this again next week. Thanks so much.